Last time on Curse the Crossbow, we got our... The tides have turned. The enemy made everybody's health go down by half. What do our heroes do?
I believe the roleplay version of that is a bunch of our body fat and meat slid off our bones and left us gaunt, half-dead versions of ourselves.
That sounds really gross.
Yeah.
Last time on Curse of Karasa, the party has encircled Munis, blinded them, and with the great arms of their golem, dodged crippling attacks. Moments ago, Munis cast a powerful necromantic spell, sapping the strength and draining their bodies of excess resources. The party, either stunned or reeling, stands in puddles of strange liquids.
I'm going to be the competing narrator. Last time on Curse of Karasa, Munis did some bullshit, and our heroes are going to overcome it. Yeah, maybe. Take that other narrator.
I think we need both of those.
Sam, what will you do?
I will do nothing because Sam is stunned.
Can you try to unstun yourself?
I don't think that's how it works.
That is not how it works.
Well, then what do you do for this turn?
Be stunned.
He can do nothing.
You're freezing. Can your eyeballs move or nothing? Are you thinking?
Is this more Scooby-Doo moments where we're doing the...
Sam, blink twice if you're in danger.
Sam tries to blink and cannot.
Probably this is how it works. That.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a magical stunned, not like a wind knocked out of you stunned.
You've been tased.
Oh.
Is another way to put it. Just, you can't move. Okay. In that case, Zaz's turn. They are in the same position.
You're also stunned.
They do, however, possess a feat.
Hopefully two.
That would be a foot.
How have you not...
That would be a foot.
You know, you've definitely heard this one before. Come on now.
Not in a long time. I'm going into like these complex character builds and everything, and no, they just mean their feetsies. Their pawsies.
The pobs. No,
they're pawsies.
So, like,
beans.
They're bean holders.
Rats old hand.
Thank you, Biscuit.
You're doing the art I have.
Oh, good. It's all skin.
Well, after that, it's Bada's turn. Zaz, tries something and it may not work out.
Yes.
They're struggling.
Well, time to attack Mr. Munis again.
Did you get even more mad?
I actually dealt very little damage to Bada that time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been kind of like a feeling of somebody trying.
Actually, look, there's two of Munises right now, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm gonna randomly reach into my bag and try to get a potion. If it's high.
Can you do that while you're raging?
Get a potion?
I think you can drink a potion because I think that's like one of the only items you can really use because it's just a swig.
You don't need to concentrate on it at all.
You're rolling if you like pull the wrong potion out and drink like a fungus potion.
He's making it fair.
I'll accept that. Go for it.
If it's high, it's a healing potion. If it's low, it's a displacement potion.
Okay, why are you telling me?
But if it's like a critical, then it... Do you have that really weird potion?
It's 90. No, that's a 60.
He doesn't have a wonder potion.
No, I want him to.
I don't think I have a wonder potion. I should have added that if I had it. But now I don't think I have a wonder potion.
It'd be nice if he did.
Bada pulls out a potion and breaks it on his head and licks it off his chops.
But Sam has a wonder potion.
I did not reach into Sam's pocket. What's a medium potion? Is this a D8?
A moderate is going to be 2d8 plus like 7.
You got back all the health you lost.
Healing of 15.
That metal sound is just great. Just.
And then I attacked.
What are you doing?
Wait, can I still attack?
No, you drank a potion.
Oh, okay.
You can't drink a potion and eat or fight? Really?
Yep.
Yes, we discovered when the break started that potion consuming is a standard action and not a move action.
Oh. However, feeding it to somebody else will use up your standard action.
Mm. Bada consumes Zaz's standard action because Zaz is not...
Zaz would... Zaz used their standard action and they tried something.
Then I just give him a stern look.
You're drinking with a stern look.
Trying to intimidate?
Sure.
Okay, go for it.
Wait.
Oh, yeah, that's a quick action, right? Just intimidate the motherfucker.
If you still have it.
Must be slobbering on my side. 14.
No.
I think you do still have.
They're also not aware of you looking at them because they're blind.
What? No.
They're also unaware of any kind of facial expressions you're making because they are blind right now. That's right. But you may not know that in your current state.
Forgot about that part.
Then how do they know that most of the party is not stunned?
Because you're not blind.
Oh, mutants.
I'm pretending to be stunned. Oh. That's why I drink the potion in a trap.
Wait a psych 'em out, Bada. In their head.
Alrighty then. Well, after you, it'll be Arden's turn.
What's Akuma doing?
They're looking at you with their wings outstretched.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And I cast Bands of Steel on Munis.
That's so rude.
It is. Because I'm also out of dispel range.
We're just Abigailing it up in here?
And if I am in range, I'm behind cover. Because there's a big boy.
I think you're in range.
Are you objectifying your boyfriend?
Well, actually, I was talking about the giant monster in the middle of the room.
They were ignoring Bada's huge thighs.
It's fine.
His yeens.
They can be ignored. For now.
Well, they wouldn't have succeeded anyway.
Ah.
In either case, I just like, you know what? Instead of looking this up, would they even succeed? That's they fair. Rolled really low.
It's 100 feet plus 10 per level.
Oh, yeah, they could still... Yeah, I'm not worried.
You sure?
Yeah, because, like, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50... Like, the whole room isn't gonna...
Yeah, well, whatever. So, Munis needs to make a reflex save.
Yeah, Munis. Take that.
Which is gonna be fun, because he's both blind and installed in a device.
Yeah, which really means it's more on the construct than on him.
And the construct needs to be aware some... You know what? I'm going to give them both credit. They're doing good.
Jesus.
What's the save?
That's a third-level spell. So 3 plus 5. And, yeah.
18.
Barely makes it.
Munis is entangled.
All right.
And must either make a DC 18 strength check or DC 18 escape artist, which is a full-round action, to be not entangled.
Okay. That's annoying.
What would have happened if you failed the save?
He would have been immobilized.
What's the difference?
Helplessness.
I guess one he's struggling, the other one he's actually screwed.
Immobilized is equivalent of stunned.
Oh, okay.
Except capable of performing mental actions, just fully restrained.
Okay. Neil, good to know.
But it'll make spellcasting more difficult.
They like casting two spells around.
Neil. Oh, sorry, one last thing. Spire. Administrator Munis is damaged. Please administer medical attention immediately.
Diplomacy check?
No.
What'd you get?
A natural 3 with a... Oh, sorry. Good hope. So, total of 3.
Spire administering restorative measures.
Roll the 1.
I'm just like...
Munis starts to burn with necromantic energy and heals 6 HP.
So it is aware he is undead.
Yeah. Okay.
You're not helping.
It was a thought. Well, I was assuming that the positive energy that's usually required to heal something would have been applied to Munis.
But we're also crew repair crew. You can ask for help to the repair crew to be healed.
Is this conversation happening?
Okay.
No. These are just thoughts.
Just thoughts in my head.
Like. Well, can I make another request this turn? Or
you get the one. These are thoughts in Bada's head that are being clouded by rage.
Are stunned people able to hear what...
Yeah, you can still hear.
Okay.
And observe. So long as you're like, you know. Anywho, Theron, your turn.
Okay. He's still blind, right?
Yep. Seems like, judging by their last round, they're willing to just hurl powerful magic into an area to hurt people. But they still seem to have some awareness of where you all are.
But its attention was drawn to me? But was that before or after it was blinded?
After it was blinded and after you started hitting it in places that tie it to the construct.
Would it be crazy to, like, move? Because it... Would I be at advantage if I moved a bit and attacked?
You could be. The thing, if you do move, is you won't be able to make a full round attack.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to... God, this sucks, because if I want to do 3 long-range attacks...
You can't
move. I have to do a change shape and a 2-hit on each one.
You've already changed the shape you need.
Oh, my arms are just still long?
Yeah.
Oh, weird. That's yucky.
That is a image.
A wacky waving inflatable tube man.
Ew, I don't want that.
Wacky waving inflatable tube man?
Yeah. I do not. I don't even like the idea of it. Okay. So, for high school play. I guess I'm just going to try 3 attacks with my super long extendo arms?
Go for it.
Shit.
It sounds
Are they harder?
They're ready for you.
It sounds way cooler if you call them Terminator arms.
I don't even want to think about it.
Stretch Armstrong?
Okay. I'm just going to go 2 Stiltons and a claw.
All right.
Okay. 31, 32.
32 to hit?
Should I just do a 6, 7, 8, 9, 10?
Oh, okay. That makes that easy.
Second Bree attack.
Mm-hmm.
4, 2, 5, 3, 6.
Yes.
But you can not mark down 26 damage too if you want.
Nah, there's something else I gotta do.
Nice.
Bad guy's just like, nah.
11, 12, 13, 14, 15 damage on that one.
Okay.
And then extendo claws activate.
Shit.
31.
All right. So on that attack, so on the first two, you're able to guide your attacks through their illusion and make contact. Remember, they cast displacement last time, so their body is phasing in and out of itself. So it's harder to figure out where exactly they are. On that last attack, you do miss. You hit basically an after image as it fades away.
Why? Displacement. The displacement spell they cast right before the break.
Yeah.
Oh, I know, but like, I mean, I rolled really well.
Yeah. So it's a flat miss chance.
Yeah, it's a percentage chance.
Oh, okay.
It's one of a mage's ways of going, well, even if my AC is bad, you still didn't hit me.
You did roll well, and you hit it.
Theron looks really angry as it has her extendo claws fly through nothing.
Like you were cheated.
Rough.
You're a dog now.
All right. Now it is their turn. Let's see.
All right, I'm ready to die.
First, Munis is going to cast a spell. Watching you.
33.
Sphere of Invulnerability.
Oh, well, loop here. That spell is not as safe as everybody makes it out to be.
And then,
Is that a normal Sphere of Invulnerability, or a lesser or a greater? Just a normal?
It's a normal, so it'll prevent up to 4th level spells from affecting Munis from here on out. And the golem.
The golem he's attached to, not the one on the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Next, the golem is just going to swing wildly.
Wow, it's able to hit him even though he's blind?
It's a giant golem just...
But he's blind. He has an inherent miss chance, just like the displacement.
That's what I'm rolling for.
Oh, balls.
So, the plus side is, you don't get hit with one of them. The downside is, he punches you.
No.
Like, wildly.
Oof. Oh, you healed, though.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Probably okay.
He's like, 14 damage.
Oh, my gosh.
That's one.
It's better than being dead.
And it didn't roll great, either.
It's better than being dead.
Better than being dead. You're right.
And then... Ooh. I guess, you know, that's fair. Yeah. That'll actually work. Munis is going to quicken Fireball and point upward. So it'll explode just outside their sphere. He's... Effectively, it's more for flavor that I'm saying that. He's not, like, firing it 10 feet in the air.
Oh.
It's still a 20-foot radius.
He's sticking it out of his bubble.
Yeah, he's like...
And then popping it.
Yes.
Oh, that's what you mean. Okay, I see.
So, Bada, you'll be very happy to know that Zaw's prepared to switch places with you again.
Does that and save anybody?
If you get hit by... Well, with the increased height, it should just be out of range.
Of what?
Of the fireball.
What is out of range?
Oh, Bada. If he switches with Zaw's.
Ah. So where is he casting the fireball exactly?
Like up here. So it'll boom outward, and it'll stop there, so you also won't get hit.
That shouldn't hit anyone if he's casting it directly above him, since he's taller than us. If he's in the safe zone...
He's in the safe zone just because he's inside of the sphere.
Oh, the sphere's protecting him. Okay.
He felt like not taking that to the face.
Yeah. I get you.
So it's maximally a 4th level fireball.
Yeah, it would be maximum at most, 4th level.
Okay. What does that mean?
That we may not die?
Well, you may not die.
Looks like I'm the only one getting hit there.
Now you, Zaz is going to have to make a save, and so will Sam.
Well,
where's Sam? Huh? Was he behind?
Okay. Yeah, Sam's behind.
Hold on. Is forcing me to swap places with him?
If they want to save your life is kind of where they're at. They're worried that if you get hit with a fireball, even if, like, you do a backflip, you're going to die. You
is don't it look good. Is safe zone,
though? No.
Oh, I see.
They're right in front of where the fireball explodes.
The bubble protecting...
How much do you trust Zaz to be able to survive is the question, I guess. Because this is a familiar feeling now.
The bubble protecting units is just him. Or is it?
Your need to protect versus how much you trust the kid.
Did Munis make any sort of... hold on. As long as we're being bastards here. Did Munis cast either of those defensively?
No. So if you want to, you can try to attack him,
and
but...
And so can Theron. With her noodle arms.
Theron could with the noodle arm. Yeah. You have already done that before, so you do know how much it actually bothers their casting.
I guess I'm choosing which weapon, like...
Yeah, what do you want to smack them with? Thing. Probably your club.
Oh. Okay.
What was that?
That was a nat 20.
Oh my god.
Remember that time Eunice threatened your... not your family. They know that's not a good play.
Okay. Then I just roll for damage?
Yep.
Son of a bitch. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Ah, wonderful.
The spell still succeeds.
Yep.
Unless, well, is Bada taking advantage of this as well?
Bada, go for it if you want to.
16.
It does not disrupt the spell. You do provide owies.
Oh, you just got a boo-boo.
Roll damage.
I did roll for damage.
Oh, I thought that was your attack roll.
All right.
Fireball time.
So, before any damage is rolled or saves are made...
I hate that you worried that you trust the boys. Because
you know that's what they're looking for.
I trust the boy.
Okay, switch places.
Isn't a frozen Zoss really bad for this?
Yes.
He's not freezing when he's incinerated.
Arden's just back there like, well, you know he's going to be dead.
Okay, so...
Again.
Saves well. From Sam, Theron, and Zoss.
Negative.
No? You failed?
Stunned.
Oh.
You've had your round of being stunned.
It
ends at the end of my turn?
Yeah. It was just the one round.
Oh, okay. What am I doing? A will?
Reflex.
So you were just fucking with me on the break.
all in all, a 20.
A 20?
Not, like...
20 total.
20 total. Not 20.
What's the confusion?
Whether it's your turn...
Whether or not you're stunned?
Well, I go right after Munis.
Yeah.
So...
You go...
Yeah.
My question is the stun until the end of his next turn or the end of Sam's next turn?
End of your next turn.
Okay. So I immediately came out of stun.
Make your save. Zaz got a natural 20. Zaz is going to appear in the space where Bada is, land as the fireball rips outward, and then backflip over it.
He did it.
And, well, rather than over it, through the different bursts of fire inside the fireball.
Allowed the air currents to get out of the flame perfectly.
And it's a reflex save.
Yes.
Sorry, did he just explode a section of the ceiling to do that?
No.
No? Okay.
It's just a fireball.
Okay, I don't know how high the ceiling is.
Oh, the ceilings in this place are like 40 feet tall.
We went down several floors since then, so I don't know.
Well, now you know.
And knowing is half the battle.
I thought we'll continue to clap in front of this boy.
Okay, well, they're going to thumbs up at you.
But you hurt yourself because you're raging.
Damn it.
Well, in that case, Sam got a 29.
Cool. That'll be half damage. How are you looking there, Sam?
You tell me.
Well, how are you looking right now?
As
the fire licks at your body.
Doing like a backflip vault thing that like swishes the cloak across the fire to lessen its effect. If we're talking about looking.
How are you feeling?
I'm waiting for the dice to roll.
Get that 3 out of there. That was not in there. Ooh, that's a lot. That's a lot of...
Hopefully not enough. Half damage.
How much HP you got?
I'm not telling you.
How much damage did it deal?
Yeah.
None of your business.
That's 41 raw before being turned into 20. Fire damage.
So it rounds down.
Yep, so it'll go, round down. So rounds down for the party, rounds down for the enemies.
Question is, did he ward his golem?
His golem's protected right now, yeah.
Okay, fine. Sam's still up.
little singed.
For the record.
How'd you do over there, Theron?
My reflex is an effective 20, not a natural 20.
20?
I don't know if the dodge bonus works on this, but it probably doesn't. It's probably just...
How much HP you got, Theron?
I'm not telling you.
How much you got?
I'm not telling you.
How much just damage?
How much damage I got.
You want me to have a heartbeat?
Wouldn't it also be 20?
You know, Theron has not gotten hurt that much. She only got like...
Well, the damage is the same that you just rolled, right?
True. The question is whether or not you take fuller of the 20.
He's asking what your reflex save was.
I told you.
It's 20.
You tell us whether or not he saved.
I'm scared for you.
Would you be dead if you took full?
I'd be down.
You took full.
Okay.
That fire finds you.
So, like...
41 damage.
41 damage.
What do I write? Minus one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Ah! So, Theron, you are going to fall down with your long extendo arms.
So, a little singed, a little blackened.
Boiled.
Broiled.
You are boiled. Broiled.
A flame-broiled circle.
What, are you going to make me, like, roll a change shape?
No.
Okay.
Turn into a burger patty.
All right. That's Munis's turn. Sam.
A little disappointed that, you know, the first time that Theron gets hit, she goes down.
Well, I mean, we took the half health and then that, so.
So Zaus is still up?
Yeah, Zaz dodged the whole thing, took no damage.
Oh, he's got the feet, okay.
No, it's a class skill, but yeah.
Whatever
the pobs.
The pobs?
The pobs.
Yeah.
They got hobs.
So while stunned, Sam realized that he could help Harden and uses a free action to start singing the administrator song. Because it's not a magic spell, is it?
Make a performance check. It still takes time.
Right, but if I remember right, it's 6 seconds of conversation.
Yeah.
Or 6 seconds of song.
Yep.
Oh, so close. Performance of 38, actually.
Good hope.
Good hope. High five.
Yeah. How much was it? 38?
38.
Just high five yourself.
Since Arden's been trying to like be an administrator like the whole time, you know, maybe the thing to unlock administrating might help.
All right. I will keep that in mind.
And then still use a full action.
Of what?
Attack.
Okay, fair enough.
So Sam is vaguely aware of the abilities of the spear. And instead of attacking Munis directly, we'll try to attack the points of the golem that are
all right.
connected to Munis.
Go for it.
Okay.
That's two.
Yeah. Yeah, that's 16.
Oh, actually, a Constructing Bane bonus?
Oh, is that...
That'll give you an additional plus two to hit and damage.
Ah, yes, a plus two enhancement bonus. Oh, also, I did not account for the original enhancement bonus, so actually it's...
You are able to hit it
20. And it's plus 2d6 versus... This counts as a construct.
Yeah, it is most definitely a construct.
Steel dice from various... Not that one. So, 4, and then...
13, so 17.
13, 4, 17, and then Good Hope is 19? 19 damage.
It screeches like gears grinding on each other. As like, you,
what, is that a sound that Sam would know?
Learn a new song.
I could see you knowing that from like just industry.
Atlas, yeah, it's like so an obvious effect on the workings of things.
Yes, they're strained.
Sam will smile in a devilish glee, and do it again.
Oh yeah, you do have another attack.
Yeah. Okay. 23
hits.
Okay. So go through this whole process again. 14 damage.
All right. So with that blow, what's connecting Munis to the construct fails.
Yes.
And it collapses around Munis as they land on their feet.
Oh, I've been waiting for this moment.
Cool. I did it. I did something.
Yeah.
So Munis is currently standing atop the broken construct.
Thank you. Does he, like, rise slowly, like, straighten his back, and he's like...
Correct.
The bad guy.
That'll be your round, Sam. So next up is Zaz.
No crit, but oh well.
Zaz is going to slowly back away from Munis and prepare an action. Bot, it's your turn.
Help the lowly circle.
Help the lowly circle?
He's raging.
He is...
Oh, yeah.
He is angry.
I forgot already.
But, I mean, that's still a valid statement. It means probably going to charge back in there.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can actually do a charge, right?
Yep, you can do a charge.
I do that.
All right. Are you power attacking?
Does the golem, like, twitch?
Might as well.
A little bit. Oh, yeah, it has a spirit inside of it, so that's going to get sucked into the spire.
The golem?
The golem spirit.
Power attacking for six. Behave, please. Please behave.
You get a plus two because you're charging, by the way.
Cool. 29 then.
You hit.
I should hope so.
Will you just do a running hammer smack at that fucker?
Yeah.
He's like, his meat is like tiny and thin and shit, right? Like.
Yeah, like the most of their bulk now is made up of the plate, like the kind of plate mailish mushroom they've got on.
20 damage.
Whoa.
20?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the kind of thing you want to see from a DM.
20 damage?
What? I finally rolled higher than the three.
So instead of him doing the cool thing where he's like rising out of the remains of the golem, sneering at us, you just clock him under the jaw with your hammer.
I mean, that's pretty satisfying after all the shit he just did to us for Bada to just come up and like square hit him with the fucking hammer. Where'd you hit him? In the gut? Face?
Yeah, you can clock him in the like in the jaw. And...
Uppercut?
Okay, so you're gonna knock him a couple feet in the air, and then they're gonna land on their feet and regain their composure.
Well, actually, they're still entangled.
Oh, so they kind of like a stretchy thing.
No. By the metal bands, they are wrapped around his body.
So there's no like pulley give.
It's not like whip. He's just partially entangled by metal bands.
Oh, so they you can feel the visceral impact then.
It hurt.
All right, after Bada, it's Arden's turn.
Arden's going to cast Stone Shape.
Interesting.
He's been talking about it for the past, like, 6 weeks. How are you surprised?
I wasn't expecting that in this moment. And neither was Munis.
Oh. Or am I confusing Shape Stone with Stone Shape?
What's the difference?
That is a very...
Doing something to him versus doing something to you.
You're the only member of your party that took spellcraft.
Yeah. I'm feeling it right now.
That's not true. I did pick up 4 points of spellcraft.
Oh, neat.
Just four.
Okay, so he's lost his shell. Do I piss him off real hard and probably get myself killed? Or do I... I'm really good at pissing off bad guys.
You are.
To a fault.
To a fault, yes. I'm going to use Stone Shape on the dragon's tier to tear it open.
That's hard. Okay. Caster level check, please.
Am I just adding my caster level to it?
Yeah.
Oh. 20,
it's raw.
24.
Okay. When you reach for it, there is a scream of terror from the spirits inhabiting it. They are very afraid that when you do what you're about to do, they are going to be ripped asunder and left... like pieces of vegetables in a blender.
Yeah. How many souls are we talking about, sir?
Thousands.
Thousands of souls handpicked.
Tens of thousands.
Tens of thousands of souls handpicked by Munis to start the New World Order.
Which we were invited to.
What?
We were invited to.
Yay?
I'm just pointing out that they may not all be bad people.
But the bad person.
Just something to consider.
And...
you could continue. That is just the immediate reaction that the inhabitants of that tier are going to have. Because they're going to be able to feel that. It's going to be very real for them. And you have the uncanny ability to communicate with these tiers.
I believe the DM is just solidifying the repercussions to your soul.
My soul's not in that stone?
No, you're... That's the answer.
That is an answer.
And truthfully, destroying the dragons here would have had the same effect. Oh, okay. It's maybe a little out of the initiative sequence, but I know dragons' tears have some sort of collective intelligence. Can I hesitate actually cracking it open for a second and just say, make him stop first?
Diplomacy check.
My favorite. No.
What'd you get?
Two with good hope.
Two with good.
He is very hopeful about that, too.
If you are going to want to see how they react, because the role itself does not guarantee success or failure, you will have to allow the opportunity for them to do something. So if you just rip it right open, they wouldn't have had an opportunity.
Again, I guess this is a lot of the mechanics, but can I hold that
spell?
You'd have to decide what to do on your next round. You have the spell active, but it wouldn't be reactionary.
Ah, okay. All right, well, if I can hold it, then I will give Munis a vicious glare.
They can't see.
Oh, fuck that. Piece of shit.
That's what you say instead. You should roll for intimidate just to see.
Actually, yeah, I will tell Munis. Arden will shoot a vicious glare at Munis and say, watch your step.
Intimidate.
That's a 15 with good hope.
All right. Their head does turn in your direction.
You didn't try a spider thing this time.
Oh, I actually technically did.
Okay.
Because I'm an assistant administrator, and I know that Dragon's Tears, or at least a previous one, had a sense of caution, and now I'm pretty much put a gun to its head.
So Theron's turn will roll around, and it's time to see how they're doing.
Theron chooses not to die.
Good call.
Theron, take one damage as your body boils.
Well, you did choose not to die. So.
Then it's Eunice's turn. How aware? Let's see. They have no idea Theron is on the ground like that. They don't have a clue. Because we got Theron on one side of them, on the ground, extendo arms out, boiling. Sam behind them and Bada in front of them. Arden's threatening the tier, and Zaz is somewhere in the room. They're going to try and reach out to you, Bada.
Why?
Because you've got a terrible AC.
Yep.
Oh, he's not trying to make the call.
No.
They're reaching out. With their claws.
Okay.
And they touch your chest. And you feel them impose their soul into your body and the necrotic energy therein soaking into every pore. Please make a fortitude saving throw.
Good hope.
Good hope. Good hope.
21, 22. Eight.
Good hope is 2.
23.
Is that the total?
Yes.
Because the save was 22.
Okay, god damn it, Yima.
So good hope works. You are not permanently paralyzed for the remainder of your life.
Is that damage?
Remember that thing I said about
that? No damage, just permanent paralysis.
Yeah, can only be removed with a break enchantment or remove paralysis spell. I don't have break enchantment, and we don't have a cleric. We don't have a high-level cleric, either.
Wait, so nothing happens to me? I'm okay?
With their claws radiating necrotic energy still on your chest, they are going to attempt to intimidate Arden.
With what?
The life of your boyfriend?
I don't know if Munis really understands how I react to that sort of thing.
They are going to simply tell you, one for many, and get an 18 on the intimidate.
That's will save?
You're going to roll a d20, and then it's going to be half your HD plus your wisdom modifier.
Oh, really? I thought that was just a flat will save. That could have been a fourth edition.
Wrong book.
So, 14 plus half my hit die, rounded down, I assume?
Yeah, like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's 4 plus 5. Yeah, 18.
Just make it. You literally just make it.
Your determination wavers.
So they're clearly trying to threaten or, you know, Bada for not affecting the tier.
Okay. Don't worry. I can say the same thing and rip the tier open.
I'm okay with this.
Sam, it's your turn.
Well, if there's still flashlight skull, Sam will move around, try and duck and dodge and hopefully not get hit.
Okay, cool.
Between him and...
I don't think he can make an attack of opportunity if he's not aware of you.
No, he's aware.
I'd say it's very hard for him not to be aware.
They're far too focused on Arden right now. They don't even pay you mind.
Cool. Okay. Kneel down next to the boiling goo. All right. It's a cure light wound.
Okay.
Hopefully enough. That's just the healing, right?
Yeah, D8 plus 5.
Yeah, there's no... Plus 5. I'm a 7.
Cure light wounds maxes out the bonus from the caster at 5. Each successive level of it increases the rolled dice by 1d8, and then in your ceiling by 5.
Stop using logic. You heal 11.
Okay.
Yay, positive numbers. You're awake.
And boiling. It
could be I think probably a little less boiling than before.
As your body stabilizes, your bubble production decreases.
It was just bad gas.
And then Sam will turn to face Munis.
Okay.
Just say, like, not looking good for you, man. No.
Just like that, too.
After that, it's Zaza's turn.
Do you want to do an intimidate with that? Is that what you
mean? No. It's just a statement of fact.
That's the only thing they've got left, really. Magic missile!
Oh, bounce off the golden bone ability.
Yeah, they don't know about that. So it just does nothing?
Yeah, it's like throwing balloons at a...
He's trying to break a window with a water balloon.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. If you threw it hard enough.
Yeah, well, with enough speed and velocity, anything can break anything.
I have broken a window with a water balloon. Personally.
Oh, well, okay.
So it's a valid roll. Do it.
Natural 20. Let's go.
Extendo arms, thumbs up. Then they frown. And then they try
Can skeletons
to understand
frown?
What happened. Zaz is categorizing this under darn it. That bubble must be some kind of protective shell.
Yes.
They couldn't see before because, you know, fireball went everywhere.
Oh, right.
All
right,
that's Zaz's turn. Bada.
Just to clarify, Munis, does he, like...
He's still got his...
Zaz is following me. Did he say that out loud?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's the whole MO of the people of Vismatum is one for many. That's fine. Bada's going to grab onto Munis's hand and swing at Munis's shoulder.
Oh, okay.
Oh my god, what's the worst drill I could do?
The curse is back.
I know, it's a 19.
That'll hit.
I'll take it.
Liches have shit AC.
Worse when they don't get their dex bonus.
You roll a 1?
Almost. Jesus. 16 hit. Like 16 damage.
But it's not a 2.
You break their arm off.
Oh!
Arden probably giggles like a maniac. Like,
it's like, ha, I told you!
Can I get another attack?
Yeah.
You can break his other arm off?
No, I retreat a little bit.
You retreat a little bit?
With his arm in my hand. Because why not?
Wait, you broke off the arm that was it was in your chest?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just over there next to the...
You fucking take it. No, you're like,
that's it.
Okay.
That's it.
Arden.
Any response?
It doesn't appear that the tower has turned... Spire has turned against Munis, but it does not appear to be helping them. And they just had their arm broken off.
Okay, I let go.
The Spire goes, a collective, oh. And Okuma's spirit nods approvingly. And then lowers their wings, no longer in a counterspell stance.
Okay, sorry, I have to ask this. When I did detect magic on Munis before, he had rings on. Does he still get his ring bonus if his arm has been severed?
He would lose that bonus. Well, actually, he would not lose that bonus because of how liches particularly work. Slash undead.
Okay.
It's just an interesting situation.
Can I take off the ring? Not that I would
know. On your next turn.
Not that I would know. I probably won't.
But aren't you in a rage?
Yeah, sorry. I won't do it just like for future note.
You would
tear off his finger and set it to. Actually, I would take the fingers and go, well, you're angry. It's awful.
You're a masochist.
He's going to charge back in and beat him to death with his own arm.
Technically, that would bypass. That would technically, honestly, bypass damage reduction.
Because it's part of it?
Yeah. It specifically would cover the types that get through the damage reduction.
Oh, Bada?
Yes?
How are you holding his severed arm?
Like, from what part?
No. Like, how are you holding it? What are you doing with it? Are you waving it in the air? Or are you,
yeah, I'm just like...
You're waving it in the air?
Yeah.
You're actually waving it in the air.
Yeah, I'm taunting you.
Okay. I am going to cast a standard action channeled sand blast at the arm being waved in the head.
I'm going to be so sad that this appears out of my head.
All right. How much damage?
Sam has no idea what's going on.
Is attacking the hand attacking his HP?
Well, we're going to find
kind
out.
Kind of.
If he still has use of his hand and he has no hand anymore, he has no hand to make use of. At least that's my reasoning.
Arden is attempting to disintegrate the bone.
Does he need his hand to cast?
They need at least one hand.
It's very difficult to cast with one hand.
Can we do things like attack his jaw and shit?
It's something that isn't outlined in the rules. It's something that game masters get to have fun with if they want to.
We're just going to dead space this motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, we're just going to get a bit of stomping boots on when we're done.
Cut to 10 minutes later, we're boot stomping. Ooh, that's a lot of dice.
Yeah, 96. In a 30-foot cone, so Arden is just going to look up at the arm being waved in the air and just let out a thunderous roar that shatters and ripples everything in its area of effect. Oops. So
does that include my fingies?
I am. You are luckily waving it in the air.
I am.
So it's very easy to target the cone.
So basically, this giant explosion of force goes right over your head and body. It doesn't hit you, but like is probably inches away from ripping through you.
Now rage would make it that you go attack Arden. Now. Destroyed your toy.
Actually, he may be at his rage limit by now.
Almost.
Please make a reflex save, Bada.
Against what?
Don't worry. It's fine.
This is just funny. 20. Well, reflex. 13.
Go.
15.
Okay.
Kind of wanted to fail just to see what you wanted to do.
That's 22 damage to his arm.
The arm is broken down to its base elements and disappears like dust in the wind. The save you made, Bada, if enough damage had been applied, is that the ring is now going to fall down onto your face and get lodged because of how well slash where you rolled on your bottom lip. It turns out this ring isn't all the way around in a loop. It has a little opening on the back for breathing.
Oh, the belly button ring of protection.
This thing just one ringed itself onto his lip.
Yep.
Okay, I'll leave it there.
Oh, also, Munis's arm is permanently deafened.
just in case the Atoms were considering hearing something in their future.
So, just to reiterate, Cloud's telling me all sad that the arm disappeared, but he has a cool, like, lip piercing now.
Is there an effect he has now? Because it's on him?
Yes. Bada, you now possess resistance to fire and cold. 20.
Thank you.
Like that saves 20 damage?
Yep, just gets minused off of whatever he would take.
Elemental damage reduction, effectively.
Oh, sweet.
Yep, and that ring does both.
Is it like a total?
If they were to take any amount of cold or fire damage, it'll get 20 minused off of it. It could even make it go zero.
I guess what I'm asking is that permanent or just the...
As long as they wear that ring.
So it's just no matter what hits him, no matter how many times, we reduce by 20.
Yes.
Yeah, also means that you're probably going to be very comfortable in most environments now. You're never, like, too hot or too cold.
So that's like a 100,000 gold ring.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, in case you're thinking about stealing it and running away with the money.
No, I'm thinking about, like, the rarity of it.
Oh, it's very rare. Normally those rings only do one element, for instance.
And the fact that it's not a shield, it literally is just you don't take that damage anymore.
Yeah. You just reduced.
Whoa. I'll take it.
I guess it's a good thing we never had any fire or cold spells.
Munis likes them.
I can't hurt myself with my own fire now.
Oh, no.
cut to Bada dancing and frolicking in the middle of a forest fire.
Bada, the only real thing you can tell right now in character is that temperature-wise, you're feeling great. It's just a shift and you're just comfortable.
You could run in with one of your fire crystals and just hug him and just, like, set it off right there.
You kind of could.
You could suicide bomb with a fucking...
But you don't know that entirely.
You're right.
But you could.
Oh, my God.
Hypothetically. All right. Count for that. All right.
Is the spire continuing to heal this fucker?
No.
Okay.
That was a one-time ask.
Got it.
The way it was worded.
It did just the little, like, emergency syringe, like, boop, and then it was done. Yeah.
You can walk now, right?
Technically, I guess that's all you need if you're in the negative, is just to go.
All right. Arden, is that all for now?
Oh, yeah. After Arden destroys the arm, Arden says, yes, I agree. One for the many.
Theron, you're up, but you're on the ground, but you're up.
You're down.
Yeah.
You're alive.
If you want to, like, break dance with your arms swinging around that is technically an option.
Ooh, or if you want to be, like, really unsettling, form your body standing.
You can probably just put your elbows down and stand up.
Is getting up part of, like, my turn? Is that what you're trying to
do? It would provoke an attack of opportunity.
He has that kind of reach?
Yeah.
How does he have 10-foot reach?
He's not a golem anymore, right?
No, he's not a golem. He does have a bit of a larger body.
Isn't he encased in
the
hands, too?
He's also entangled.
Does entangled actually prevent that? He's also blind, so, like, his mileage may vary.
Okay, so he's entangled. I've got a great AC.
The chances are pretty low.
And he's blind.
I'm just being honest about what my...
So, blind, entangled, and I got a great AC. I think I might take my chances. Okay, does it attack or does it hit me?
No, it doesn't.
It's a skeleton, but it's a fox skeleton.
Ah. It is a fox skeleton. Ah.
Okay, so what I want to do is I still have all my buffs?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, I still have all my buffs. I still have my extendo arms. I want to rage and do as many attacks as possible. So how many attacks do I have if I rage?
I think you have a max of 3 right now, just normally. Rage won't give you an extra attack. It'll increase how easy it is to hit. Do you want to use any power attack?
No. Oh, I'm going to.
Rage does not consume an action.
Okay. So you're saying I can rage and do 3 attacks?
I believe so, yeah.
So you're saying that what happens here is Sam leans down, heals you. You stand up and then immediately just start flailing on this dude while screaming bloody murder.
Yes.
Yeah. Like a feral animal.
And you're
so,
really...
So Sam is wide-eyed and scared and crouches.
Look what you just done.
As these attacks go over his head to the bad guy.
And I forget how much...
Yeah, go gum-gum rabies.
So I'm going to do 3 attacks.
How much are you power attacking for?
Yes, this is important.
Oh, I know. 4.
That does apply to all of your attacks.
So they'll all get +4 damage and -4 to hit.
Okay. So I'm ragey. I am looking to end his... Can I choose, like, an arm and then see how it goes and then choose...
Sure.
...a direction? Okay. So
this feels like that moment.
My first attack is to his last remaining arm. And I'm doing a -4, so I'm basically just getting rid of all the buffs. So... My 4th nat 20 of this round.
All right.
So that's a Bree attack to his arm.
Okay.
We should roll for damage for that?
Yep.
So, 18.
All right. You momentarily pop the arm off, and a stream of purple-black energy reattaches it.
Oh, so he adapted.
Okay.
Well...
All right, second attack with...
We can always see how many times we can do that in a round.
Second attack with Bree.
I thought that was another 20. It's a 10.
So that's just a plain 20 after all. No, sorry, 20. Yeah, just plain 20.
Plain 20, that will hit.
Okay. So 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. She's also screaming while she's doing all of this.
Battle cry, not...
Oh, like a Xena thing?
Not like a dying bird. Mr. Hawk.
Yes.
Show me your war face.
Oh, I skinned this off of Barbarian last week.
That's me.
Oh.
And the last one?
Yeah, go ahead and try to hit.
And I'm just going to go for his jaw on this one because I'm fucking sick of his shit. That's a 28.
Okay, that'll hit.
Horrible rolls. Claws. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
11 damage?
Yes.
And the last hit was... How much damage on the last hit?
No, that's... 11 is the damage for the last hit with my claws to his jaw.
And then the last one with,
The previous one.
Oh, did I never roll the damage for the middle hit?
I don't remember hearing the damage.
I remember rolling a 2.
So, what would be a roll of 2?
Okay, sorry. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Whoa! Punch his jaw right off.
As you land your final 2 hits, the body begins falling apart and turning into dust.
Oh, sweet.
And
we don't
Eunice
have to search
collapses.
Because all the rings and stuff?
Yeah, the magic items are still there.
Yeah. What about the golem?
Golem's still a wreck.
Is combat over?
There, you did it.
Yep. And as combat ends, Munis' soul glides into the dragon's tear.
Does it look any different than anybody else's soul?
It looks pale with an outline of folding black waves amongst a incredibly colorful and diverse sea of souls.
So, yeah, the way a lich usually works is they pretty much break off a vital part of their soul and trap it in something to keep them from completely dying, so that they will just go back to that little piece of their soul instead of moving on, and then eventually reform again in, like, what's it, like a D6 days or something? Or was it weeks?
A D12.
A D12?
Yeah.
Weeks or days?
Days.
Days, yeah, yeah.
Theron is very exhausted, and she walks over and stomps that fucking thing.
Yeah,
as long as
the construct just...
You're going to go all Isaac on this? Gonna stomp for loot?
I don't even think she's looking for the loot. Theron rarely goes down, so this is...
Sam finally stands up after she moves on from slicing at things above his head to attacking over.
Also, she keeps rolling. Oh, well, she tried to change form, so now she rolled a 2 on change form, which is 10.
You made your claws sharper.
Don't forget good
health. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm just, like, trying different things to just myrtleize that body.
Good health, though.
Yeah, right.
You are out of combat, party. Zaz, behind all of you, is just kind of in a pose, and then, like, standing up, like, they're taking in the moment, and now they're jumping up and down excitedly. We did it!
Arden is going to give the specter of Akuma across the room a very long stare.
They have a proud face on.
Is it their face, or do they, like, take it from someone?
He's part Munis.
They took it from your dad. They have that, like, parental, warm, proud feeling.
Confirmation that your dad is in the tier.
Yeah.
Everybody, you're definitely leveling up, by the way.
Immediately?
As soon as you want to process that, you'll be able to level up. We don't have to stop right now and do it, but you have achieved level up.
Well, we only have, like, 10 minutes left.
Okay. I guess that question was, do you think there's more combat in this?
No, there's hopefully not.
Arden just takes a swing at Sam just to keep the combat going.
I need more XP.
If Theron had her faculties, she knows how this thing works and would probably try to see if, like, there was anything left of him, because, you know, spires, we died in a spire too. You know what I mean? But she's busy stomping the fuck out of
the construct.
Bones,
okay. Metal, flesh. Amalgam.
Arden is going to say, spire. Oh, Administrator Munis has been destroyed, requesting promotion.
Sam will lightly sing that.
Diplomacy check.
No.
Sam will sing spire's administrator song, whatever it is.
12 with good hope.
Spire administrator has been absorbed into primary system. Projecting now.
Projecting Munis.
Oh, great. So we get a hologram.
You get a projection of Munis. They are looking around. I've been summoned.
I'm still raging, so I'm going to go, like, swing at him.
They're going to, like, move like somebody's, like, just controlling a piece on a board and swerving it out of your threat range.
Man.
Do you chase them around?
Bada. It's okay.
Sam will call his house.
You're calling Zaz?
Yeah, just like, Zaz, come here.
They come right over.
Give him a big hug.
Bada?
No, Zaz.
Give you a big hug.
Sam will give Zaz a big hug.
Yay, Zaz is happy.
And also cast Cure Light Wounds while doing it.
Oh, they appreciate that.
8. Plus 5. 12.
Very nice. That fireball would have killed them. if they had failed that save.
But also be like, why didn't you use the potion I gave you?
I wanted to save it in case anyone went down.
You almost went down.
Bada believed in me.
I did.
Sam looks sideways to see Bada still chasing the hallway.
How long does this go on for? They're going to ask as they wave around and out of Bada's reach.
Oh, yeah. Bada's going to come out of his reach and just fall flat on the ground.
Like down, or just...
Well, actually, technically, if you are in the negatives, you do have Die Hard, so you will be ragged as shit, but you will be conscious.
Yeah, I am conscious. I'm just tired.
They're gonna swerve around you as you get tired and go over to Arden. Yes, Mr. Renshaw, how may I be of assistance to you today? And they bow.
That's not off-putting at all.
I was gonna say that sounds suspiciously respectful. Why shouldn't I destroy this tier right now?
What do you benefit from that?
What do I lose?
Well, I can think of a lot of things other people would lose.
Well, okay, I guess we'll just leave it at that.
Assistant Administrator privileges declined. Ah, the Spire did not like that threat.
That's fine. I don't want to destroy this if I don't have to, but nobody seems to be willing to really talk about what's going on here and why this Spire...
Well, you've won. What do you want to know? They're going to wave their paw.
Why is it dangerous for the Spire to come online?
This Spire is a special Spire. There were a number of them in the past. They've been destroyed. This one can be used if the Locus were to come offline to direct the other Spires. To course correct.
To presumably shut them all down and cause Karasa to come hurtling towards us.
Yes. Or to direct them to turn on or to direct the movement of Karasa. Proximity.
Wait, so this could also prevent it?
Yes.
But you didn't want that.
I had a different vision for the future than all of you did.
Right.
You want to save as many people as possible, which... It's part of the reason I'm willing to call your bluff on destroying that tier. I didn't gather people that were like me. I gathered people who were better than me.
Well, that's a hard thing to comprehend coming from a maniac, but...
I'm self-aware.
Yes, as am I. So, I didn't want to do it, but I'm sure you know that if I had to, I'm willing to do what it takes to succeed. I don't want to harm anything with these spires or their people or their technology, but you do not harm other people necessarily for it.
Oh, I harmed many people.
That much is clear.
I harvested them.
Sam looks at the golem.
Say, okay.
So what do you want to do?
What do I want to do?
Even if I wanted to reform my body, which clearly you're aware of, you came here with the intent to break the body down. You must know about it. That's not going to happen for at least a week. And everything that's important is going to happen is going to happen in the next week. I am off the table. I am on the bench.
So what's happening?
Moonsea's going to attempt to take over the system.
And?
I can't stop that now.
Okay, well, what threat does Moonsea have to you? Because last time we encountered him, they seemed to have very similar goals.
Moonsea just wants to be on top of the system. They don't want to change it. They rather like the population as it is, dull and easily controlled.
Then why would they prevent us from attempting to activate a spire?
How active the spires are, I don't think, are as important to them as the sense of control they have.
What, the concern was that they wouldn't be able to control it because it was in the middle of a city?
They don't like things that operate outside of their norms. They like things familiar. If you're deliberately breaking things, deliberately doing things that they don't appreciate, they're going to try to stop you. They're going to do what's comfortable to them. They've lived for hundreds, a thousand years.
That's a good point, actually. Spire, could you please give me a projection of the dragon's tier, please? I would like to speak with it directly.
Grant permission to Renshaw. The dragon's tear is going to emanate an aura and appears to be receptive. Well, speak to it. I'm just the administrator. I'm the caretaker. And they kind of cross their legs and float in space.
And you know, honestly, part of me was kind of like hoping to just have like Nidus's severed head, like just around as a cute little conversation piece.
That's what I wanted to.
Yeah,
I can actually see him floating in space with his cross legs because I see it in fucking VR chat all the time.
Just like cross arms.
It's ridiculously good.
Yeah, yeah, the full body I never walk again situation.
Uh, The Curse of Kurasa is a production of Reno Area Anthropomorphic Arts and Recreation for BLFC 2023. This episode was edited by Dejarum's Pony and was mixed and mastered by AJ the Ratty. Yima Quinn is our game master and the voice of Zoss and the NPCs. Arden Renshaw is played by Hawkfeather. Theron Perch is played by Dejarum's Pony. Bada Amica is played by Dabbles. Samuel Horstrom is played by Demic Cretu. Original music by Fox Amore. You can find more music from Fox Amore at foxamore.bandcamp.com and on Spotify. For more information about BLFC, the theme, and the lore behind your favorite characters and settings, visit goblfc.org.